Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we are covering a regulation that explains a process question many property owners have. Why does a cost segregation reclassification require Form 3115, and why do you not have to go back and file amended returns? The answer comes from Treasury Regulation 1.446-1T, subparagraph E2IID. I know that is a mouthful. What it says is straightforward. A change in depreciation method, a change in the recovery period you are using, or a change in the depreciation convention is a change in accounting method. That sentence is doing a lot of work. Let me unpack it. An accounting method is a rule or practice used consistently in computing your income. The IRS takes method changes seriously because they affect how income is measured across years. To change a method, you have to follow a specific process. That process involves Form 3115 and the procedures in Revenue Procedure 2015-13. Before this regulation was clear, some people assumed that reclassifying a building component meant going back and amending every prior tax return. Find the year you put the building in service, amend that return, then amend the year after, and the year after that, all the way to today. That is tedious, expensive, and in some cases not even practical if the statute of limitations has closed on the earlier years. This regulation changed the answer. A depreciation change is a method change. Method changes go forward, not backward. You file Form 3115 with your current year return, you calculate the difference between what you claimed and what you should have claimed. That difference is your Section 481A adjustment. You take it as a deduction in the current year. Done. No amended returns. No reopening of old years. One form. 1 year. This regulation became effective on December 30th, 2003. From that point forward, the path for cost segregation reclassifications was clear. You are not correcting an error, you are changing a method. Method changes go through Form 3115. There is also a protective benefit. When you file a valid method change under the right procedures, the IRS generally cannot reopen your prior years to challenge the old depreciation method. You made the change properly. The prior years are settled. That combination, catch up in year one plus audit protection on prior years, is why the Form 3115 process is so valuable, and this regulation is the foundation that makes it work. When you see Form 3115 attached to your tax return along with your cost segregation study, it is there because of this regulation. It is the rule that says your reclassification is a method change. And that classification is what allows the whole catch-up process to happen in a single filing. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. The full authority library is in your report.